Brief FQ set from me. I won't stop banging the drum. I just want you to know that. I won't stop banging the drum, not because anybody pays me to or because I feel I have moral high ground, but because, one, I care very much about our entire fleet of healthcare workers who are under such incredible, immense pressure at this particular time. They're battling to do their jobs. They go home with the nightmares of your unvaccinated, beeping, machinery that's keeping an eye on your vital signs. They are burdened with the choice between whose life they save and whose they don't on the basis of scientifically assessed likelihood of survival. But it weighs on their minds. And their hearts. And I feel as though after this wave, we might actually see an exodus from healthcare workers globally, who actually just need a mental break. Secondly, I care very much about this economy, and that comes back to caring about all of us. And I just want to get back to business as usual. Those Met Gala sort of clips and watching people getting out and about just because they took a prick that has been scientifically proven. They're living almost like we used to. That's the second reason I'm never going to stop banging the drum, because I'd like to get back to that ASAP. We were already on the back foot before this pandemic started, and we will not grow our way out of the hole we are in, sitting around in lockdown restrictions all the time. And thirdly, because I care about you. Because the ravages of this disease, I've seen it on half-vaccinated friends. I've seen it on non-vaccinated friends. Family I've lost since I started losing family early, like last April, May. The horror stories about what people go through. Even the recovered number that people who are anti-vax love to use. Within that number of recoveries is a multitude of people that continue to live with painful symptoms. Loss of organs, exhaustion and long COVID, and great difficulty for the rest of their lives. And it's mind-boggling to me that knowing that there's a way out, we wouldn't all take it. And so I will keep on banging the drum, and I make no apologies for that. But I will say this, you know, I'm not interested in forcing people to do anything, but you got to make a choice. If you're not going to be a vaxxer, you can't be an anti-masker as well. You can't not want the vaccine and also cough on me. You've got to understand that there are consequences to your choice, that now you need to be a bit more contained. And no one will mess with your bodily autonomy. But the rest of us have to get on with the business of getting on with business. And I feel very strongly about that.